Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus in Centerburg, Ohio, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, friends, we're going to be looking at a reading from Luke chapter 11, and this is an interesting reading. It's almost shrouded in an air of mystery. We'll just jump right in. While still more people were gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there's something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there's something greater than Jonah here." This is a reading from Luke chapter 11, starting in verse 29 to 32. First, let's wrap up with kind of the conclusion of today's reading. We hear this word of condemnation from the queen of the south and from the men of Nineveh. Why do we hear a voice of condemnation? Because the queen of the south responded to the word of God, to the life of God moving in the work of the King Solomon. The people of Nineveh responded to the word of God spoken through the voice of Jonah, the prophet. And there's a recognition here in the words of Jesus, that there is something greater that we experience than both Solomon and Jonah. Yet, even as Christians, even as Catholics, friends, sometimes we fail to respond to the great treasure that we have received in the life that Jesus promises us. Lord, teach us to remember that you are the greatest gift that we will ever receive. Jesus, that there's nothing more to look forward to than relationship, than joy, than life with you. God, show us the meaning of a life lived in a way that's greater than Solomon, of a life lived that's greater than Jonah. God, show us the meaning of what you spoke in John chapter 14, verse 12, when you said, "Those who believe in me will do the works that I do and do greater works than these." Friends, I think that the scripture's leading us to a place today of questioning what kind of box that we have put God in. I think that whoever we are, wherever we come from, whatever our history and our experience and our religious orientation, we tend to interpret the things of God through the filter of our own mind, right? Through the filter of our own experience, through the filter of our own life. And I think the trouble that we can run into sometimes, as evidenced in today's scriptures, is that we tend to put God in a box based on our own level of comfort. And as I've reflected over a number of times over a number of years, that when there comes an opportunity to break God out of that box, my tendency is simply to break him into a bigger box. My prayer for us today, and I think Jesus's prayer that he would speak in today's scripture, is essentially that we would not keep God in a box, that we would not be bound by the way that God has performed in ages past, so that we would restrict what it is that he wants to do now in a new time, in a new age, in my life. God, let me not be bound by what I've experienced, what I've seen you do, Jesus, but let me expect, as you promise, something great and something new. Maybe the most challenging words of today's scripture reflection are in those first words. This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Why would Jesus speak words like this? is Jesus opposed to miracles? Is he opposed to signs? No. In fact, Jesus's fundamental way of preaching the gospel was to accompany it with signs. And in fact, when he sent out his apostles, he commanded them to do the same. The trouble here is when individuals seek the sign rather than the Savior to whom the sign is pointed. Jesus, align our sights on you. God, whenever we see a sign in this world of true faith, let it lead to true relationship with you. God, inspire us to seek closer relationship with you every day. Thanks for joining, friends. To learn more about Damascus and the events and programs offered here, visit us online at damascus.net.